Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you, and we want to just talk about a message here, the days of Noah. Okay. And so we just kind of want to look at the scripture, see what the scripture has to warn us about in this time of our lives, because you see, we see some things that are going on out there in this world that is pretty similar to the things that this scripture has already warned us about. Even during the time of Noah and during the time of Lot, you see? So we want to think about this now, because this is something that Yah is giving us so that we can be warned before we allow ourselves to get out there and get carried away and forget who Yah is. Okay?
Hallelujah.
So tonight, we are coming to you with this message, and it's going to be myself, Elder Yael, okay? And also, I have Elder Amakiah with us here tonight, okay? And so we just want
Hallelujah.
To come before you, and you feel free to, join in and give us a call if you like, if you have something, some question, or if you have some comment that you might want to make on the show on this Blog Talk Radio. And so that's why we're coming tonight, and we just pray that, and we thank Yah for giving us this opportunity, you know, because this is something that Yah has given us this work, and we have decided that we're going to stay out here on this battlefield, okay?
Hallelujah.
As long as he sees fit that we stay out here, okay? And we know Yah, he never gets tired. That's the thing we can count on. We know that Yah is always there for us to lift us up whenever we know. Whenever Satan try to come and throw something at us, you know, then Yah is there to help us deal with that situation. You see? That's why we're not afraid of these things that we see climbing on this earth, this coronavirus stuff that everybody, all these news media is out there going crazy over.
Hallelujah.
You know? Yeah, we don't let that bother us, you know. Because we're keeping our minds stayed on Yah and Yahushua, you see? That's what
Hallelujah.
We want to do. So that we don't allow ourselves to just let them get us all caught up in this stuff that they have created and made up. Because we know that's basically, as far as I'm concerned, that's basically my understanding about it. It just seems like something that they have created. Because we know what time it is, you see? We realize that we have been here. We have been here 400 years, and we know what the scripture have said about the timing of us being here in this Babylonian system, you see. He said 400 years, you see. And what Yah says, you know, he means it. When he said 400 years, after that 400 years,
that's the nation.
That's right. The same nation that we're over here in, well, he's going to judge those. They're going to be judged. So, you know, so we know Yah's judgment is if you're not right and you don't have your life together with him, it may not be so good for you under his judgment.
Oh,
you see? All we got to look back at old Pharaoh. What happened to him, you know, when Yah brought his people out of Egypt, you see? It wasn't so good for Pharaoh and his army that wound up drowning in the Red Sea.
It's not.
You see?
Hallelujah.
So, we're looking at the same Father, the same mighty one, you know, who delivered the children out of Egypt during that time. Same one, you see? And that's what really gives me a lot of confidence, because when I continually to look at his words, you know, and I see what he says about even that particular time. He's saying it, and this is something now that we have that we can look forward to, because it tells us even in Jeremiah. I can't forget this scripture because this is a good one. Jeremiah 23, okay? It says here, I just want to read a couple of verses down in here just so that I can be reminded to myself, you know, the promises that Yah has given us, so that I can keep my mind in like perspective during these crazy times that we're in now. It tells us, woe to the shepherds destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares Yah. That's verse 1 of Jeremiah 23. Okay? It goes on to say, therefore, thus said Yah, the mighty one of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my people, you have scattered my flock. That's what he said. You have scattered my flock, driven them away, and have not punished them. You see? See, I am punishing you for the evil of your deeds, declares Yah. See? And those are the words of Yah himself saying this now, you know? And we know we can count on his word. He said, therefore, I shall gather the remnant of my flock out of all the land where I have driven them. See? And shall bring them back to their fold, and they shall bear and increase. You see? And that sounds better than, you know, being shut up in this district, social district stuff that this nation has drawn the world into, you know, got everybody following that stuff, you see? And so he goes on to say, and I shall raise up shepherds over them, and they shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be discouraged, nor shall they be lacking, declares Yah. Okay? See, this is Yah speaking to us nowadays. And all we got to do is take heed, like the elder said last week, who has believed our report? You see? Who has believed? Have you got to believe Yah's word here, okay?
Yes, the days hallelujah. Are coming,
the days are coming, declares Yah, when I shall raise for David a branch of righteousness, and a sovereign, okay, shall reign and act wisely, and shall do right ruling and righteousness in the earth, you know? Now, that's the only thing, you see? Because we haven't been seeing much of that kind of stuff going on in the earth. You see? Righteousness, right ruling, you know, acting wisely, sovereign. We just got to keep our eyes on Yahushua in order to see any of this, you know? So he says, he's going to do this for us, the people of Israel, his people, okay? And his days, Yahuda shall be saved, and Israel dwells.
Hallelujah.
And this is his name, whereby he shall be called Yah, our righteousness. There you go. Yah, our righteousness. See, so that's what I'm talking about. See, these are the things that we can be looking forward to, and we don't have to allow these demons here to get us all depressed, you know, because of this corona stuff that they have created in their own minds, you know, and like it's almost like they think they can just put that off on you. If you let them, they probably could. If you let them, you see, but you don't have to. You have a choice, you see. So that's why he said in his seventh verse, therefore, see, the days are coming, declares Yah, when they shall say no more as Yah lives, who brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Mizraim, but as Yah lives, who brought up and led the seed of the house of Israel out of the land of the north and from all the lands where I had driven them, and they shall dwell on their own soil. You see? You can't beat that. Tell you, my heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man overcome by wine because of Yah and because of his set apart word. Hallelujah. See? That's what
Hallelujah.
This is what I'm talking about. Yah is with us. He is, everything he does is for our good. Okay? And we cannot forget that.
Hallelujah.
We can't allow ourselves to get all depressed, you know, just because, you know, these things that we see going on. Because I read about something that was going on with this, these plans that the Fauci got. And Bill Gates and them, what they had going on. We can still see the hand of Yah working. You see, because the court, they shut down some of this garbage that they were trying to put out on us. You know, they shot it down. You know, kicked it on out.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, some things that they had planned to be able to try to do to this earth, the people in this earth, now, so far, it's been stayed by the court, the hand of court, the court. So Yah is working also on our behalf in spite of these demons, what they are trying to do, you know, try to mark the people, they mark them, put their vaccine in everybody and all of that nasty stuff that they're doing. But see, Yah is still alive. He's still on the throne. And they can't only go, they can't not go any further than Yah allows them to. You see? So that's why we put our trust in the Most High Yah, and we ain't worried about it. We're gonna hold on to Father Yah and let Yahushua just continue to be our captain, be our leader. Be the one that bring us through all of this craziness that we're going through. Okay? Now if we can, I'm gonna go over here. I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures down in the book of Luke, okay, to kind of get us going on this subject that we're looking at, the days of Noah, all right? Because what can I do to get this started out here? It says here, I'm going to start in Luke 17, verses 20. It tells us here, and having been asked by the Pharisees when the reign of Yah would come, he answered them and said, the reign of Yah does not come with intent watching, okay? Nor shall they say, look here or look there. For look, the reign of Yah is in your midst. See? Hallelujah. Yah is in our midst. See, that's what we got to allow ourselves to conceptualize and believe and know that Yah is right here with us, okay? Working on our behalf.
Yes, hallelujah.
And he said to the taught ones, days shall come when you shall long to see one of the days of the Son of Adam, but you shall not see it. And they shall say to you, look here or look there. Do not go after them nor follow them. You see? Liars come on the scene, you know, trying to say this is the Messiah. In fact, I understood that they were already working on some kind of way that they could try to make it appear that he is coming in the sky, you know, this blue-eyed Jesus, I guess, depending on him, coming in the sky, you see? but we're the people of God, and we're too wise for that kind of stuff. You know, that's why we follow Yahushua, and we make sure that we continue to listen to Yah's word. It says, "For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Adam shall be in his day." You see? So it won't be no secret, you know. You don't have to have somebody to come lying to you. Hey, he over there, he coming there from that direction. Look at that. No. No, the scripture already has clearly made it clear to us what to expect, okay? When Yahushua was returning, okay? He says, but first he has to suffer much and be rejected by this generation. Yahushua, we know, you know, he was rejected by this generation. That's what he's saying. We got a lot of people right now still rejects Yahushua, you know. In fact, they rather have old Jesus on their tongue, you know. Now, also accept and acknowledge Yahushua, the one who said, "I come in my Father's name." You see? He tells us that. John 5:43. All we got to do is look and hear what he's telling us, okay? And as it came to be in the days of Noah, okay, so also shall it be in the days of the Son of Adam. You see what I mean? Yahushua is giving us hints right there. Can we read? Can we understand what he is telling us here, showing us? You see? And he goes on to say, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were giving in marriage until the day that Noah went into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all.
And destroyed them all.
That's what I'm talking about. See, so that's why we got to keep our eyes open, because he was telling us. He's telling us right here. Look at it. He's like, when Noah went into that ark, the doors were shut. Lock, that was it. Blood came, and it was all over. Okay? Even here, it says in verse 28 here, and likewise, as it came to be in the days of Lot, they were doing the same thing. They were eating, they were drinking, and they were buying, they were selling, and they were planting, and they were building. You see, all of the same thing. You look around, what are we doing? What is everybody doing? Right here now. There it is. There's a picture of what's going on right now. You see? But he says, on the day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed all. You see that? I mean, we're talking about destruction. So we better wake up. We want to wake up, okay? And it says, it shall be the same in the day the Son of Adam is revealed. The same. That's what he's warning us, okay? Let's wake up. And follow Yahushua's word. Get an understanding what he's telling us so that we'll know how to conduct ourselves now. You know, we should have been known all the time. We should have already been known that we should be following his instructions, his commandments, his laws, you see? His word. We should have been doing that already. Don't wait till the last minute and think you're going to all of a sudden wake up and you're going to be Mr. Perfect going so good. No, you got to get it together now while there's time, you know? So hallelujah. So, Elder, I'm going to let you come on and say something, add to this, because I know y'all put a lot on your mind too, you know, especially after the conversation we had. So let me let you go ahead.
Shalom. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you talking to me, Elder?
Oh, yes. I sure am. Yes.
Okay. I just didn't want to jump over Elder Elijah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yeah,
certainly. It is a beautiful topic and a worthy discussion of what we are going to reveal according to the scriptures, and many people did not, not many people, let's say, from Christianity standpoint,
mm-hmm.
We did not understand what this really meant, you know. And I can remember
right.
the time when one of my friends, we used to say, you know, when Yah said their days shall be 120, and
mm-hmm.
we used to say, yeah, I want my 120 years, you know, carnal-minded,
mm-hmm.
you know, thinking that Abba Yah was going to extend our lives for 120 years. But that's not what Abba Yah is talking about at all. Since we
okay.
have come into the knowledge of the truth, that was talking about Abba's mercy upon
mm-hmm.
that world during that time. You know, so we know that God's mercy was extended to them because what it says, they every imagination and thought was to do evil
mm-hmm.
continually. You know,
that's
no
right.
no let up with that. That's what that means. Continually, no
mm-hmm.
no let up. Every opportunity they got, what their minds resorted on was to do evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hey, that's where we are today. You know, when
mm-hmm.
we look at society at large, they have everything under the sun. This nation
that's
is
right.
known for its evilness that it has been perpetrated
mm-hmm.
on the people of Yah and everybody, you know, because
mm-hmm.
what they are perpetrating these days is over the TV, you know, with these
mm-hmm.
commercials of lesbian and homosexuality, you know,
that's
all
right.
these things you see that they're doing today. And when the scripture warns them not to do these things, but they don't
mm-hmm.
give it no regard. So we living in those same days, just as it was in the days of Noah. So
mm-hmm.
shall it be when the Son of Man of Adam come back and return again. And they are having
Hallelujah.
Parties, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
having parties
mm-hmm.
all over the world about the pandemic, you know. But hey,
mm-hmm.
just as time repeats itself, just as they were
mm-hmm.
doing then, they're doing now. You know,
that's
they're
right.
having parties. You name it. You know, everything that their minds tell them to do, they have no regard for
right.
righteousness, none
mm-hmm.
at all. And it only
that's
it
right.
began in Genesis from Revelation from Genesis to Revelation 18:1-4, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is where it begun at Genesis, the sixth chapter, you know,
uh-huh.
Through the sixth chapter through the fifth verse, you know,
okay.
and it says these same things, you know, and it came to pass when men began to increase on the face of the earth and the daughters were born to them. You know,
mm-hmm.
Christianity think this is talking about a carnal man, about the man in just regular men, you know, and that's what they
yeah.
teach.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they teach that. They taught it to us,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's
right.
that the sons of Yah saw the daughters of men, that they were good, and that they took wives to themselves of all whom they chose. But this is talking about the fallen angels, you know.
That's right.
You would never hear that in a Christian setting, you know.
Mm.
You would never hear
mm-hmm.
that in a Christian setting. And Yah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man forever.
That's it.
At his going astray, he is flesh, and the days shall be 120 years. You know, and that's what I just said about what we thought that meant, that Yah was extending our natural lives for for 120 years. No, that was not so, you know. But his extension of mercy then was 120 years, but now it has been thousands of years, you know. Thousands of years that Yah has had mercy upon on mankind. Because his scripture says, Yah does not wish to destroy no man, but that all should come in, to repentance and acknowledge the truth. So he has, he said he have no pleasure in the death of a sinner, you know, just like we have no pleasure when we lose our loved ones. You know, you know, and their lives are not right. You know, that's not pleasurable, you know, and our Heavenly Father feels much sorrow, more sorrow than we do. You know, he feels that kind of sorrow. It says, but the scripture says, after death, it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death is the judgment. You know, so this is high time now to get our lives in order, you know, because we see all the evil that's going about in the world today. But one thing, we are not in the, we don't have that same mindset as the world has. You know, they are in complete chaos right now, you know, and they're totally dependent upon the government to get them out of this. But the government cannot stop Yah's judgment in the land. You know, the scientists can't figure out Yah's judgment in the land. And the easiest thing for them to do, they're not doing it. All they have to do is turn to repent, you know, and turn to Yah and Yahushua and his servants that who are proclaiming that good news. They were on TV, and I'm quite sure some of you elders probably have seen it on a, when they had the day of prayer. They had every religious person under the sun just about, you know, to come up and pray. All of these different religions, you know, you know, Muslims, Jews, Presbyterians, Catholics, and you name them, you know, and they offer prayer. I say those, all of those prayers fell on deaf ears, you know, because there was not one righteous man come and pray in his behalf, you know, on that day. So we see all of these things, and we know that they are not right according to Scripture. You know, there's one faith, you know. And that's what Yahushua said, until this good news be proclaimed to all nations, then the end shall come. You know,
that's right.
Then the end shall come. You know, when you use this, you're talking about one, not
that's
these.
Right.
You know, so we're living in such a time now that the hearts of men, you know, are so evil, you know. The perilous times, that scripture says, you know, we are living in perilous times where men shall be lovers of self more than lovers of Yah, heady, high-minded, unthankful, untruthful, blasphemers, you know. And he named a number of things that that we see that is alive and well today, you know. But,
that's right.
And what we're going through is a repeat. You know, Yahushua said it's going to be the same way when he returned, you know, and all that we have to do is keep pressing on. Just as Paul told his brothers, say, be faithful unto death, and Yah will give us a crown of life. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I have, Yah bless, you know, and all of this is defined in the chapter, 15th chapter of Enoch. You know, all of these things are defined throughout that chapter. you know, about the watches, about the same thing that was that Christianity think is men, but it was the fallen angels was marrying women, and it produced a nation of giants. You know,
that's
so I'm going to turn it back into you, Elder. You know,
all right.
Elder Yelaya going to come up next. So Yah bless the hearing of His word and all what you all have put together according to the scriptures, because this is really needed for people to hear.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the scripture is going to be fulfilled one way or the other, you know, for your good or for your damnation. Because it says he has vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor in one house. And they're both going to be used for his esteem. You know, they're both going to get his esteem from the righteous and from the unrighteous in their evil deeds. Y'all going to bring judgment on them. You know?
That's
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, all right.
Hallelujah.
You see, I'll have to speak a quick word on Elder Yelaya's behalf. He won't be with us today. He had some urgent matters to handle, you know. I'm going to put a little bit of his business out in the street. Yeah, he was working on his garden.
Well, since you said that, well, I will continue on.
Go ahead.
What I have here, you know, it's this is chapter 15 of Enoch, 1-12, and he says, and he answered and said to me, and I heard his voice, fear not, Enoch, you righteous man. He said, man and scribe of righteousness, approach here and hear my voice, and go and say to the watchers of heaven who have sent thee to intercede for them. It says, you should intercede for men and not men for you. Wherefore ye left the height of the set apart heavens, eternal heaven, and lain with women, and defile yourselves with the daughters of men, and take unto yourselves wives, and done like the children of the earth. You know, hallelujah. It says, and begotten giants as your sons, and though you were set apart spiritually, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women, and have begotten children, and with the blood of flesh, and as the children of men have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also do who die, you know, and perish. It says, therefore I have given them wives also, that they might impregnate them and begot children by them, that thus that you might be wanting to them on the earth. It says, but you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world. It says, and therefore I have not appointed wives for you. For as for the spiritual ones of heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. It says, and now the giants who are produced from the spirits and flesh shall be called evil spirits upon the earth. That's why there's so many demonic forces that came from these giants. You know, we used to look at that, I forgot that comedian name, but you know who I'm talking about, who said baby kids, you know, baby kids, they don't die, they multiply, you know. These demons have taken over the world because this is their dominion, you know.
That's
This is their dominion. That's why that scripture says, "What Hashatan deceive what the whole world. You know, the whole world he deceived it, and to and the biggest deception that he placed upon mankind." For them to think that there was salvation in the name of Jesus, you know, that's the greatest perpetrating evil thing that he brought upon mankind, because that's where we came from too. We thought the same thing, that there was salvation in that name, but when we our hearts were so thirsty and seeking the truth. You know, by Yah's mercy, he brought us to the knowledge of his truth, to know that Jesus didn't exist, you know, because there's no J's in Latin, Hebrew, or Greek, or its equivalent, you know. So when we learned that, you know, we stopped calling on that name, and we stopped calling on Yah and Yahushua, you know. Calling on his name, you know. So that's one of the greatest deception of all time. Is what Satan done to the whole world? You know, that name is around the world, and in so many different religions, you know, they have that name in common. So that's one of the greatest deceptions that Satan has perpetrated on the whole world. And not only that, he brought his demons along to manifest it more. You know, because they were thrown out with him, you know, so, and that's why the scripture also admonishes us, thinking not strange that Satan transformed his ministers, into ministers of light, you know. So, that's a deception, you know. And many people are following that deception because he has transformed himself into a minister of light. You can't hardly get our people to come out of Christianity. You know, they're so caught up in it. You know, they will not hear you what you have to tell them. You know, I'm a Baptist and I'm a Baptist. Okay, let me see how that worked out for you. Okay, you know, but our people is still caught up in Christianity, and some that were in the truth, I hear that they done went back to Christianity. That's sad.
Yep.
You know, that's sad. In the scripture, it says, be better you had not known the truth, you know, than to turn back, you know.
That's
like a pig turning to his vomit, a sow wallowing in a vomit.
That's right.
You know. That's what that's like, you know. Man, that's really bad, you know. But a lot of people has turned back into Christianity. But hey, Yah is what the scripture says. Let Yah's word be true, and every man a liar. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It says, who are produced the spirits in the, let me start at 9. It says, and the earth, this is 9th verse, it says, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. You know, those evil spirits still exist. It says, evil spirits has proceeded from the bodies because they are born from men and from the set apart watches is their beginning and primal origin. Said they shall be evil spirits on the earth, and evil spirits shall they be called, as the spirits of heaven in heaven shall be their dwelling. But as for the spirits of the earth which were born upon the earth, on the earth shall be their dwelling. You know, demonic spirits, they exist here. You know,
that's
they exist here.
Right.
And they are capturing the hearts of the people. You know, it's just such a time that we are living in. You know, and the scripture
right.
that mine says, you know, because the love of what? Many shall wax cold, because iniquity
right.
shall abound. That's where we are. That's exactly where we are. You know, the love of many has waxed cold, and because of sin, you know, because
right.
of sin, people are giving up now. You know, they're giving up. You say the end won't come except there be what? A great falling of a wig.
That's
great. That, you know, that's enormous. When you say something is great, it's enormous. It takes place everywhere around the world. You know, it takes place. A great falling of a way. But it don't have to be in us. You know?
That's right.
It do not have to be in us. You know? Not at all. You know, you say, be thou faithful unto death, you know, and blessed he that endured to the end, I will give him a crown of life. This is endurance time, because we are going to be tried, you know.
That's right.
By fire, you know.
That's right.
By fire, we are going to be tried, just as those three Hebrew brothers were tried by fire. Abraham was tried by fire.
That's right.
The circumstance of this life is going to face us. And the scripture says your own people are going to put you to death, man. You know, your very own people, Yahushua said, you know. Don't think
That's
that
right.
I come to set peace on earth, but I've come to set a sword. You know, a sword is used for killing, my friends. It's not a toothpick.
That's right.
A sword is used for killing, and it kills relationship with the closest ones that are to you.
That's
it's
right.
been doing it since we have been in this truth. It kills relationships. Think you in a cult. Call you a
that's
cultist.
Right.
That's where we are. You know,
man,
so it has killed multitudes of relationships around the world. You know, so when you pick up this sword, you know, and put on the whole armor of Yah, you know, it kills relationships.
That's right.
You know, and it's going to continue to do that until Yahushua will come back. You know,
that's right.
It's some of your people going to give you up and put you to
that's
death.
Right.
So
yeah.
don't look
family.
For no peace.
That's right.
Yahushua said, when man say peace, sudden destruction shall come.
That's
you know,
right.
Sudden destruction shall come. When they think they all got it made and resolved, you know, not so. The scriptures shall be fulfilled. Whatever Abba said through his son Yahushua, every word of it is going to be fulfilled. You know, every word of it is going to come to pass. You know, so don't look for no peace on this earth at all. All we got to do is stay in Abba Yah and through his son Yahushua. And through him, we are what? More than conquerors, he said. Shaul said, if Yah be for you,
who
can be against you? You know anyone
right.
ever won a war against Abba?
Hey,
from Genesis to Revelation, yeah, I bet you can't find it. You can't find it in none of the books of the Apocrypha either.
That's right.
He whipped out seven nations in behalf of Israel.
He destroyed
them. People don't know the other side of Yah. They think Yah is love.
Mm-hmm.
Yah brings judgment too. He brings judgment on the wicked, and he's still doing it to this day. He says his judgment rides upon the whirlwind, the tornadoes, the earthquakes, the floods, the fires. Judgment. He has his way, you know, of bringing judgment upon the wicked. They call it Mother Nature if they want. Yeah, okay. Continue to do that and see how that work out for you.
That's not going
to be good.
Hallelujah.
It says, the 12th verse, it says, hunger. Let me start back at the 11. It says, and the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth and cause trouble. That's what they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oppress. They bring every kind of wicked spirit there is. You know, and they attack our minds too. You know, we're not exempt from all of these attacks. You know,
right. They
attack they got those who are not right. You know,
mm-hmm.
but they attack the righteous. Every one of our brothers and sisters and ancestors has gone before us. They were attacked.
Them demons.
Those same demons.
That's right.
What they stood up for righteousness, they were attacked. And that's why the scripture admonishes us, think it not strange when your fiery trials come upon you as though some strange thing has happened unto you.
That's not right.
At all. But it is what? The trying of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Being more precious than gold. Get all the dross out. Gold has to be purified. And it's purified with fire. That's why that scripture in Ephesians admonishes us to do what? After you done put on the whole armor of Yah, it says above all, take the shield of faith that you quench all, not some of them, but you got to take it. You can't leave it laying in the corner. You got to pick it up. When your feet hit the floor, grab that shield.
Mm-hmm.
The shield of faith, he said, that you quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. All of them. Everything that he shoots at our thought life, the shield of faith is based upon our Yah's word. Because he said, there is no weapon of warfare formed against you shall prosper. Do we believe it? Better believe it. You better take up that shield of faith. You know? That we quench all that emotional attacks from every direction. If you have seen that movie 300, and what those soldiers did, what did they do? They lift up that shield. All of them got under those brass shields, and they had thousands and thousands of arrows hit on top of that shield. Bam, 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 bam. I mean, thousands of them shot from every direction. They stuck in that shield. You know,
mm-hmm.
they all stuck mm-hmm. in that shield because they were covered themselves with it. We have
Hallelujah.
To cover ourselves with the word of Yah and Yahushua.
Right.
Okay, we mm. have to cover ourselves with that daily. That's what that scripture say. I die daily. You know,
that's right.
Got to keep that old man crucified daily. When he rises
mm-hmm.
up, hey, cut that head off. You know?
That's right.
Cut that head off. Use your sword. The word
mm-hmm.
is a sword. It says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Yah's word.
That's right.
It can be used for your defense, and it can be used for your offense. If you
mm-hmm.
don't abide
mm-hmm.
by it, it'll cut you too.
That's right.
Mm.
Two-edged sword.
A discerner of the thoughts, every thought, down to the marrow, the intent of the thought, before you ever bring it into your mind, it's discerned already.
Mm.
That's
mm-hmm.
why those righteous Malachim come and go daily. They got to bring back a report to Abba Yah. And where they get
mm-hmm.
it from? They get it from our heart. Mm-hmm.
That is.
That's what they get their report from, what we think, what we do. They bring that back to Abba. That's why everything in that book, they say the book shall be opened. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we have done is going to be in the book. Everything that we have thought is going to be in the book. How we live is going to be in the book.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why we got to be careful. You know?
It does.
We have to be careful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. By your own words.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's his word.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we are on the battlefield on a daily. And that scripture
right.
also said that if we can't contend with the footmen, we sure won't be able to contend with the horsemen. They're going to run flat over you.
That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right. It's got to be true. It's all right. Hallelujah.
You know, run
Hallelujah.
Right over you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these demonic spirits is alive and well. But we have the shield of faith to protect us. Yah's word through his son, Yahushua, say, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world.
That's
you know?
Right.
And we have to live it so, you know. We have to live it so, you know, to overcome these demonic forces that is in the land today. Man. It's getting worse and worse. They're killing our people, you know, killing our youngsters, still doing it. You just, hey, I guess you've seen that on TV just a while ago. Young man, killed him. Put police officers, four of them, put their knee on his neck, one of them, and he couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Five of them. Five minutes. Yep. You know, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sad.
Yeah,
that's why, hey, and if you don't think that's demonic, my, that it was definitely demonic spirits taking them over.
Yeah.
You know, that was definitely demonic spirits taking them over without them even realizing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says,
all right.
And the rest of this 12 verses, and these spirits shall rise up against what? The children of men and against women, because they have proceeded from them. Hallelujah. You know, and they are rising against men and women. You know, these evil spirits say, proceed from these women that have communion with these fallen angels. You know, and that day is coming back. That's a day that will be fulfilled again. That's why he said, just as it was in the days of Noah. It's going to happen again. You know, it's going to repeat itself. Revelation 18:1-4, and it says, and after this I saw another messenger coming down from the heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened from his esteem. It says, and he cried with a mighty voice, saying, Babel, the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons. We know that to be true. This to this very moment, it is a dwelling place of demons. It says a hut for every unclean spirit. You name it, it's here in America. You know, it's here. You know, it is here. Every unclean spirit, every fornication, idolatry, women, lesbians, and homosexuals, and murderers, you know, liars, thieves, blasphemers, you know. He says, and every a hut for every unclean and hated bird, vultures, eat flesh, you know. It says, Abiyah confuse their language into many languages. To this very day, Abba Yah will not hear a foreign language. And I explain that a foreign language, not in a literal sense, but in a spiritual sense. 36,000 different religion babbling, passing out everything but the truth. Utter confusion. That's where we are in the Christian world. 36,000 different religions. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's what Abba Yah delivered us from. What we thought was right was utterly, it was wrong. I don't know how many times you can count it, you know, because we had no understanding of the scriptures until Yah opened up our eyes and unstopped our deaf ears. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah 56:6-9. And it says, let the wrong forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to Yah, who has compassion on him, and to our Yah, for he pardons much. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares Yah. For as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. It says, for as the rain come down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth the bud, and give seed to the sower, bread to the eater. So is my word goes from my mouth. It does not return into me empty, but shall do what I please and shall certainly accomplish it what I send it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So people just don't examine the scriptures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They prefer to listen to the commandments of men. They really don't examine the scriptures. But they, mm-hmm. you know, their eyes are blinded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mm-hmm. that scripture says, if this good news be hidden, it is hidden from those who, the God of this world has blinded their mind. You know?
That's right. Yep.
They rather receive yep. what pastor says instead of getting into those scriptures, you know, and searching the scriptures like Yahushua told those Israelites then. He told them, he said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. You're not going to find it if you're not going to seek for it. It says, seek, you shall find. Ask, it shall be given to you. Knock, and it shall open. Those are positive mm-hmm. results. But
Hallelujah.
It depends upon the person, you know. It depends
mm-hmm.
totally upon the person. It ain't gonna just, that book ain't going to just open up by itself.
That's right. That's right.
Not at all. Not at all.
Hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Not going to open by itself. You got to search those scriptures. Line, what does it say? Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Study to show that prove thyself approved unto Yah. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rightly divided the word of truth. That you would be not ashamed. Mm-hmm. Rightly divided. People don't rightly divide Yah's word. They accept what pastor say.
Yep.
And that's far as they go. You know.
Ooh.
My pastor, you tell them something that's right, they bring it to that dumb dog that won't bark. Like in Jeremiah called them.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb dogs that won't bark.
Ooh.
You see the enemy coming and won't say nothing. You know
mm-hmm.
what they used to do, dogs like that in the woods?
Mm-hmm.
When they jump before you tell them to go, that the hunters used to call that jump the gun. And if they jump the gun before you tell them to go after that rabbit, he shot that
mm-hmm.
dog.
He got what the rabbit was.
They leave him in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sure did. And my day, that's what they done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because he jumped the gun. Mm-hmm. Hey, these pastors ain't going to jump the gun. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are jumping the gun.
Yeah.
They're dumb dogs and won't bark. Bunch of dumb dogs.
Yeah.
Got their cemetery degree. No Ruach at all. None.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, we see a lot of that.
Revelation.
We see a lot of that going on right here. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. It says
mm-hmm.
Revelation 18:3-4.
Oh, yeah.
It says because it's back to Revelation 18:3-4. It says because all the nations have drunk of her wine, of the wrath of her whoring, and the sovereigns of the earth have committed whoring with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the power of her righteous living. That's why
mm-hmm.
democracy, I call it demonocracy, is
mm-hmm.
around the world. Okay, that's what they're doing, spreading demonocracy around the world. They have their hands in everything around the world, you know. And all the nations, you know, have bought all of the unclean things and all sorts of things that they have profited from, you know, of her whoring, meaning that they have left Yah's word, you know. They have no regard for Yah's word, you know. The sovereigns, the kings of the earth, has committed whoredom with her. You know, they want what do they say? Peace, give me peace of that action. You know, regardless of what it brings. You know, it says, and the merchants of the earth have become rich, and they have. You know, rich on wickedness. You know, rich on wickedness. This nation has known to have 64% of all the pornography around the world. Okay?
Wow.
Around the world, it's known for its pornography for all nations. You know, and it's a billions and billions of dollars in that industry. You know, hallelujah. You know, this is definitely a hut for all unclean things, America. You know, and all the nations around the world is enjoying their delicacies. You know, that money, just like it says, is what the root of all evil. Money is the root. It answers all purposes, but when you do wicked things with it, it's the root of all evil.
Part 11.
And that's why Yahushua said, what profit a man that he gain the whole world? You can imagine one man owning the whole world and lose his soul.
That
ain't no benefit there, because that's a never ending torment forever and ever and ever. If you can count quadrillions of billions of years, it won't end there.
That's what we see.
It won't end there, because it's forever. Forever means forever. That's all forever means.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah.
No returning.
That's what we see in these wicked people that we see trying to take over things now. If you notice, people like Bill Gates. You see that same stuff. Yeah. Because he, you know, of course, he resigned from the computer industry or whatever he was doing there. And he went ahead. He got the patent on this coronavirus.
Okay, you sure do.
And that's why he has the patent, because he come up with the vaccine that also that has the chip that's supposed to be, really, when you look at this thing, he is the one that is going to make sure that you receive the mark. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he's striving for.
And so when I see that, I know who we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the same person that Yah warned us about in Revelation 13. You see?
Yes.
That's what we're dealing with. And the thing is, when I see that going on, I know that I must believe the word. Because if the word says this person, then Mark, it gives us his mark. For instance, look at Revelation 13:17. He says, and that no one should be able to buy or sell except he that has the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, we know, we can verify the fact that his number is 06, 06, 06. That is the number for that patent that he has for that virus, that the vaccine.
Right.
That
wow. That's right. That is. Wow. That is right.
So when we see somebody that has that, this is where he tells us in verse 18 in Revelation 13, here is the wisdom. He who has understanding, let him calculate the number of the beast. It is the number of a man. You see? That is his number.
Hallelujah.
You see? Mm-hmm. So that's what we want to make sure we can get over to people. Don't be walking out here like you're scared to say that's the man. That's him. No, that's him. That's what the scripture says who he is. How are you going to be able to recognize him? You know, you got to be, it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, when we,
hallelujah.
You see, so when we see the man come along with this stuff, and he's trying to tell you he wants everybody in the world to have this vaccine that he has come up with now, we don't have to doubt the word. So when we talk about this guy, we can actually point to the word and say, that's him. You see, that's the one.
That's,
be careful, watch him.
That's right.
You see what I mean? And so that's what we have to understand about what's going on, especially in the world that we are in now, because it even tells us in Proverbs 6, verse 12, a man of Belial, a wicked man, hear what it says, walks with a perverse mouth, you see, winks with his eyes, shuffles his feet, points with his fingers. Perverse is in his home. You see? We see this guy. He talks how he talks and what he says and all of these things. Perverseness is in his heart. Plotting evil at all times. He sends out strife. You see? And we know this guy here has done, unlimited amount of damage to the people over there in Africa, doing the things that he has been doing over there, deceiving them. Therefore, his calamity comes suddenly, instantly. He is broken, and there is no healing for him.
None.
So we see the main thing is know for sure when Yah shows you a thing, he shows it to you, you know? And you know that he is showing what he is showing you is. That's it. That's the one. You see? That's why we can point at him and say, that's the one. You know? So, because another good word here, again, over here in Proverbs 24. He says, lest Yah see and it be evil in his eyes, and he turn away his wrath from him. Do not fret because of evildoers. Okay? In other words, don't worry about it. And do not envy the wrong, for there is no future for the evildoer, none. The lamp of the wrongdoers is put out. So, you know, we see that man of sin, will his lamp be put out? My son, fear Yah, and the sovereign, do not mingle with those who change, for their calamity arises suddenly. Okay? And who knows the ruin of them? These also are for the wise. You see, this is what we got to realize, that it is not good to show partiality in right ruling. He who says to the wrong, you are righteous, people curse him. Mm. People will curse him. Because you see, we got people out there will follow Bill Gates, will follow this Fauci guy, and still think just because these are experts. They are so expert. Mm-hmm. These people ain't expert at nothing, as far as I'm concerned. They are expert at being a demonic possessed person for Satan, for the evil one. That's what their expert is all about. Okay? Nations despise him. But those who rebuke the wrong, it is pleasant, and a good blessing comes on them. You see? So we got to be willing to stand up against the wrong one, you see? Because that's what we can't just walk around here, oh, Bill Gates, he's okay, you know. No, no, we can't do that.
Can't do it.
We gotta
We gotta be
strong enough to point out the devil, who he is, and expose him. Expose him. You see? And if we're willing to do that, then we are strong. We are doing Yah's work. Okay? So hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was just gonna look at a couple of other things here real quick. And in the book of Matthew, chapter 3, okay? Yeah, that's a good one too, because Yahushua has some things to say to us. And that's what we have to understand. If I go to the third chapter of Matthew and look at, well, I could start right here at verse 1. It says here, and in those days, Yahweh, the immerser, came proclaiming in the wilderness of Yehuda, okay, and saying, repent, for the reign of the heavens has come upon here. The kingdom. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yah, make his path straight. Okay? See, so Yahana, he was bringing it. He wasn't timid about it. He wasn't scared or whatever, like some people are with this word. And Yahanan had a garment of camel's hair and a leather girdle around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Yehuda and all the country around the Jordan went out to him, and they were immersed by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Confessing their sins. And seeing many of the Pharisees and seduced Sadducees coming to his immersion, he said to them, look what he says to them, brood of adders, who has warned you to flee from the coming wrath?
Wrath to come.
Bear therefore fruits worthy of repentance. Bear some fruits here. Do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as father. For I say to you that Yah is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. You see that? And the axe, and he said the axe is already laid to the root of the tree. Every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down, thrown into the fire. You see?
Wow.
So we better be willing and ready to bear some good fruit, some righteousness, okay? I indeed immerse you in water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to bear. Hallelujah. He shall immerse you in the set apart spirit and fire. I believe I heard you mention that word fire. Is it? Hallelujah. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he shall thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the storehouse, but the chaff he shall burn with unquenchable fire. Hallelujah. Then Yahushua came from Galilee to Yahanan at the Jordan to be immersed by him. But Yahanan was hindering him, saying, I need to be immersed by you, and you come to me? Hey, come on now. But Yahushua answering said to him, permit it now, for thus it is fitting for us to heal all righteousness. See, Yahushua come to do his Father's business. That's what he come to there. Then he permitted
him. Hallelujah.
Okay. And having been immersed, Yahushua went up immediately from the water, and see, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of Yah descending like a dove and coming upon him. And see, a voice of the heavens saying, "This is my Son, the beloved, and whom I delight."
Damn, well,
hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You see, so Yahushua is, he was all about the work of Yah's work, you see. And we can see, now we can see some other parts over here, especially here in Matthew, where we can see how he, you know, these Pharisees, they didn't give up, you know that. They always was there with some kind of something coming out of their head, some kind of disagreement. But Yahushua had a message ready for them, you know. It was already ready, prepared in his head some kind of way. It was there, you know. Because look here, in chapter 15 of Matthew, verse 1, it says, "Then there came to Yahushua scribes and Pharisees from Jerusalem, saying, why do your taught ones transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." But he answering said to them, "Why do you also," see, they didn't expect that. They didn't have no idea. "Also transgress the command of Yah because of your tradition." Now he's going to expose what he's talking about. "For Yah has commanded, saying, respect your father and your mother." Okay? "And he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death." You see, in these days now, you got people who curse their father, their mother, like it's nothing. You know, they're just, it's like what this is saying here, they don't even think about even wanting to hear. Okay? But he say, "But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me has been dedicated, is certainly released from respecting his father or mother. So you have nullified the command of Yah by your traditions." You see? So they didn't have no respect for the truth. You see? They were doing things right in the public, in the open, that actually nullified the scripture, that's the command. That's why he goes on to say, "Hypocrite, Isaiah rightly prophesied about you, saying, this people draw near to me with their mouth, and respect me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." That heart is not right. If your heart is not right, then you better get that. That's something you better work on. Because he says, "But in vain do they worship me, teaching and teaching the commands of men." You see that? And just this alone here, this is what gets me when I hear certain people, and Bruce too, Hebrews sometimes, you know.
I
feel like they can't pronounce, they don't want to know the name of Yah. You know, or they got a nickname with other stuff, you know. They got to pollute his name, you see. Okay, and calling the crowd near, he said to them, "Hear and understand, okay? Not that which goes into the mouth defiles the man." Okay, let's clear that up right now. "But that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles the man." You see? That's what you got to understand, you see, because what did he say? "Then his taught ones came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees stumbled when they heard this word? And he answering said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. Okay? So, hey, I mean, it's going to be uprooted just as simple. Leave them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. You see? And if the blind leads the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. That's right. So you go out there and follow your pastor, and let him tell you, don't worry about that law, that Old Testament and stuff like that. And you believe that, and you follow that, you're blind. You're being led by a blind person, which is causing you to be blind, and both of y'all are going to wind up in the lake.
Fall in the ditch.
That's right, in the ditch. And keeper answering said to him, explain this parable to us. All right? And Yahushua said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not understand that whatever enters into the mouth goes into the stomach and is cast out in the sewer? Okay? But what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. These defile the man, you know, cursing and foul language and all of that crazy stuff. That's tearing you apart. For out of the heart come forth wicked reasonings, murders, adulteries, whoring, thefts, false witnessing, slander. These defile the man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man. Okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah. So this is what I'm saying. These things we can understand what Yahushua was teaching us here, and having us to understand. We don't have to be caught up out there, because there's so many people out there, so many wicked leaders out there, that people, it seems like in a lot of cases, it seems like they can care less. You know, they got their belief, they got it down. And they don't even want to hear, even you read it straight from the word, you know, and are they going to hear you? It's like they don't care, you know. We're going to do it
our
way.
Right.
Everybody going to follow the way they want to. So, okay, but I challenge everybody who's doing these kind of things, I challenge them to follow Yah's word, okay? Don't let yourself be caught up there. Yeah, be caught out there just doing things from your own feelings, you know, your own emotion. You know, we need to look at what the word actually says to you. What is what Yah is telling you to do, and what he's telling you not to do.
Hallelujah.
If we can follow those things, then we're gonna wind up. We're gonna keep ourselves on the straight and narrow path. Okay,
that leads to
eternal life. Okay. Because if you get off on that broad way that, you know, that leads you to destruction, that's where you're going to, the destruction. You see? So let's watch.
That's where it's going.
Because as I think about this, I think about one dream that I did have one time. I'm going to say that, and I'm about ready to go. You know, because I was in my dream. For some reason, it was like, I was on a straight and narrow road, you know, and this road, the further I go, the higher I was being elevated on this road, and I could see farther and farther. And as I looked straight on down the road, there was an old man sitting on the side of the road in a chair, and he was very comfortable and very relaxed, you see. And as far as I could see, that road was very narrow, but it was really a straight road, you see? And I woke up, never forget, I remember, and I said, this is really something here. This man, this old man, is sitting on the side of this road, you see? And what does this mean? So I still have to think about these things. You know, this is what Yah is saying, because I remember his word, the straight and narrow path. Only a few that was on that road. Wasn't no whole bunch
That's
of people on it.
That's what he said.
Yeah. And so I said, this is something that Yah, this is a message. He's telling me it's a message. And I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to let him reveal it to me. as the time continues to progress. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I just want to share that dream because, you know, sometimes we have dreams.
Yes.
And we tell others, other brothers and sisters, and sometimes Yah give them the revelation to the dream that you had.
That's right.
You see? And
that's
then,
right.
And then, yeah, they're able to come back and share the information that Yah has revealed to them. You see? So
yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, okay. All right. So, Elder, with that being said, you know, I'm about ready. That's about what Yah has given me for tonight. And if you've got
yes,
more,
hallelujah.
You know, it's up to you.
Yes.
Up to you.
Yes, that's all I have. Hallelujah.
Okay. Okay,
yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, okay, then, hallelujah.
Yes.
This is what we would do then is we would get ready to close out because, you know, it's been a beautiful night for us. And, yeah, we have been blessed by Yah's word, right, revealing, and so forth. So, I want to make this quick announcement. If anyone does have, if you're in the room, you can always press 1 on your phone, I believe, and we will see you. You will show up in here in the studio, and we could definitely allow you to speak, say something, ask any questions that you might have, or make a comment on it, you know, because we elders love to hear from you guys out there, you see, because we know that Yah
certainly do.
He loves all of his people, and if he's got something that, you know, you need to share, okay, we want to hear you. We want to hear you. So come on up, okay? And so our phone number,
hallelujah.
If you need to call us or call in, you can always call 657-383-1495, okay? That's a line directly here to the studio with us, and we will be glad to welcome you into fellowship with us, too. That's the way I put it, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Okay, and with that being said, Elder, I guess we can go ahead and get ready to close it on out.
Hallelujah.
See our audience on next third day of the week. We will be happy to fellowship and rejoice with you again. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and say shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
All right, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going to try to close it out.
Yeah, hallelujah.
All right.
Israel. Darkness and put me in a marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, many times I was down on my knees crying, the years apart, I couldn't find it at all, but he always came on time and made it right.
He's faithful,
yeah,
he won't
right, all right, all right. Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.
All right. Shalom, 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 family.
Shalom, shalom.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.